Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
From the Southern Bancorp studio in Hattiesburg, I'm Kelly Sander along with Andrew Abity and producer-engineer Michael Mergens. Glad that you're with us as we roll for another Monday's Eagle Hour. The first segment today brought to you by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Smoked here, loved everywhere. Dickey's has always been a big supporter of Southern Miss and of this program. We encourage you to check them out with dinner for the family or catering event that you might be having, small or large, Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Later on in the program and news and notes, we'll be getting you up to date on how the women's golf team at Southern Miss is doing at the regional in Norman, Oklahoma. We'll tell you about the softball tournament, the postseason softball tournament that the Eagles have qualified for. That bracket is out. We'll tell you about some local high schools where they are in the playoffs and about some new coaching hires at Southern Miss. But as we begin this Monday, as we do during the baseball season, joining us is head baseball coach Christian Ostrander. And as President Franklin Roosevelt used to say on the fireside chats, but there is good news tonight. Although, Coach, you're probably not old enough to remember Franklin Delano Roosevelt, we do have great news. A Friday 2-1 win over Arkansas State, 8-0 Saturday over the Red Wolves, and you sweep it with a 14-2 effort on Sunday. Coach Ostrander, what a weekend for your guys.
Yeah, really proud of, the way they competed and just really stayed in there and got it done. I mean, that's just the bottom line right now. We just take one day at a time, one game at a time, and just try to play as clean a 9-innings baseball or however many innings it takes and get it done. But really, really proud of the guys' effort this weekend.
Something that I have noticed as the season has gone on is other teams have had difficulty with your club putting it in the garage. I mean, they might get that to the driveway, but they've just had trouble putting the win in the garage. And you guys, the never say die attitude of these guys when Russo goes up and wins the game winner, walks. I don't know how many walk offs you guys have had this year, but
five.
Andrew Abity, our numbers guy, can come up with the number.
33 since 2017. That was my Friday night story.
All right, what if I want to go back to 2014?
Call Jack Duggan.
Okay. But what does that say about your club, Coach?
Well, I mean, I think there's just – it's obviously been something done here a while, and we call it Pete Taylor magic. And I think it's based off of culture, too, I do. I think it's hard to explain, and there's some I can't explain. I've been part of a lot of those here, and sometimes you just – even I or we walk away going, how in the world would we just do that? And to me, it's a group of guys. This team that we I'm talking about is they're just there's a lot of character with them, and there's a lot of confidence. And just like yesterday, you get down 2-0 in the first, and just wasn't a good start for us. But there's zero panic because these guys know what they are capable of doing, and we just needed to do our part, just keep playing the game and stuff. So. Never quit attitude and stay in the middle of the ring. And if you do that, you got a chance to deliver some heroics late.
35-13 overall, 18-6 in Sunbelt play. Coastal Carolina continues to lead the way. Troy, who the Eagles still have to play, right behind them in the standings. But a couple of names that I'd like you to talk about before getting Andrew in here is the performance of Matt Adams and how he has continued to come on. And Tucker Stockman is not a guy that we've talked a lot about, but, man, is he playing well.
Yeah, it's fun watching these guys, obviously. But, first, Matt, he's he just, you know, everything he's doing this year, people don't understand. People that don't know what, you know, coming back from a shoulder surgery like that is for a pitcher, for an overhand thrower, it's really hard to do. And in fact, in my career, I've only had one or two that really came back to being as good as they were, you know, previous before the injury. So Matt's done a phenomenal job of just working his tail off and rehabbing and getting his mobility and strength and everything where he needs to, and putting together a really good year. Had a great night the other night, and you know, certainly, you know, we're glad he's doing what he's doing, and but it couldn't happen to a better person. So just very happy for him. And Tucker's having a great year, there's no doubt. I think he's sitting somewhere around 320 something, and you know, he's really matured as a hitter and done a great job. He's done a great job behind the plate. And, you know, so, yeah, it's great to watch these guys because they're all such good human beings, you know, to have success and do things right.
Yeah, a couple of just real quick notes. Earlier in the year, we were saying, well, if the Eagles are going to, you know, make a late season run, Matt Adams has got to get better, and the catching situation has got to tighten up a little bit. Both, it seems to me, have happened.
Yeah, it appears that way. Like yeah. I said, I'm pretty critical of them. I mean, obviously, you know, us as coaches, we're going to see flaws and things. But at the end of the day, these guys, you know, they're not professionals, and but they're doing a really good job, and they're giving us a chance, and that's all we ask. Just one thing we say around here a lot is, do your job. Whatever your job is, do it, and make sure you do it well. And if we all buy into that, then it's going to be a pretty good collected effort of, you know, guys doing things right that gives you a chance to play a good baseball game.
Well, your bullpen did the job this weekend, but without question the strongest outing or overall performance by them. I don't think they gave up a single earned run this weekend, which is impressive in its own right. I thought the two probably the bigger standout performances were on Sunday, particularly from Camden Sundstrom, who came in for kind of a struggling Graydon Harris. Let's start with him. I mean, It you know, it felt like he was putting together a solid freshman year, but it feels like his last two outings have been maybe turning the corner towards something that could be special.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt. I think he's got a chance to you know, I think there's so much more ahead of him. You know, visually, mentally, you can just see things with all these young guys, these young arms in particular, that you know where you want to get them to, and even ones that haven't thrown a lot, that you know the time's coming that, just as they get more mature, a little stronger, a little further along than how you want them to move. But Camden, I think, you know, I think there's definitely, you know, more in the tank, and more is coming. So it's really good to see him, you know, having some success as a freshman, and that should carry over immensely, you know, for next year.
What did you see from him in the preseason? What is it that stood out to you that, I mean, it kind of felt like you gave him a plenty of opportunities early on. I mean, he's, I'd say, overall delivered. What is it that you really like about him?
Well, he pounds the strike zone for the most part. You know, I think he's 8 walks or something like that in 21 innings. That's way up there on my priority list. And you know, for pitchers, and I think he does that well. And he's pretty stoic. You know, he's pretty even keeled. You know, you don't see a lot of up, down, whatever. He's got that, you know, that calmness demeanor about him, that even keel that I think's important. And you know, so yeah, I think, you know, he just, you know, gained my trust, you know, through the times, you know, through the fall and things like that, and leading into the spring. And again, like, when you know what you're going to get, it's not about the hits you give up, which, you know, that's going to happen. It's about knowing the guy's going to go in there and pound the zone, and you can, you know, you can work with that. So that's kind of where he's at for me.
And then Cross Sidley, it seems like back-to-back outings, he seems to have maybe rediscovered himself. I don't know. Kind of going back into the guy that everybody knows he is. Do you feel like he's kind of putting it back together again?
100%. Yeah, I think there's probably 3 or 4 now in a row that he's moved right. And when I say moved right, tempo, just the way, you know, we watch him so much, you know, I can see immediately when the tempo's off or the, you know, it's a little slow, it's a little sluggish or whatever. So he's moving right, looks right, things are playing up, and you know, and he was just in a rut, man. You know, hitters getting slumps, pitchers getting slumps, and he was in just a little bit of a funk, a little bit of a rut, and worked himself out of it, and we're thankful he did.
On the flip side, real quick, I hate to pick on him, but because it was such a great weekend. But Graydon had a rough outing. What kind of happened in his outing? What kind of went wrong?
His tempo was not good. You know, it was pretty evident to us. It looked like he just wasn't moving as crisply as he needs to, like in our midweek pen this past week. You know, he was. It's very tight. It's efficient and stuff, and just didn't take it out there. Didn't take it from the bullpen to the mound. And I know it's probably hard for some people to understand why that would happen or how that would happen, but you know, it can. And 99% of the time, you got to go back to the mentality, mindset part. Something, you know, was he a little timid? Was he a little, you know, a little hopeful versus expecting, and things like that. Those are things we address with him. And you know, it's the attack mode. The attack mentality's got to be there if you want your body to look like it's attacking.
One of the names that's beginning to hear a lot more of, and we certainly want to give kudos to all the guys on the team when they're getting that opportunity and making the most of it, is Dre Barrett. Talk about his play, Coach.
Yeah, he's you know, he doesn't really look like a freshman out there. You know, very, very calm, almost cocky at third base, the way he plays and the effortless, the easy make some of those plays. And I say that in a positive way, not a negative
right.
way. He's not arrogant or cocky at all, but just very confident. So really like what he's doing defensively and offensively. You know, he's putting together a good year for a freshman for sure.
More with Coach Christian Ostrander on the other side of the break. This is the Eagle Hour on Super Talk Mississippi.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Still to come today, we are going to quiz you, Golden Eagle baseball fans, led by Andrew Abbotty, as to how well do you know your Eagles. Fun little segment we're going to have in the third segment today. Also still to come, the latest from other sports on campus. This segment brought to you by Campus Bookmart. Graduation is this week at the end of the week, and nothing better to get them than something from Campus Bookmart on your way over to the ceremony or what have you. I always recommend the shadow box where they can put that diploma in there, and then they can put it on the wall in their office when they get that job or home to proudly support their Southern Miss diploma. They're open 24 hours a day online at Campus Bookmart. That's Campus Bookmart with a T.net. Kelly Sander with Andrew Abbotty and producer engineer Michael Mergens as we continue our discussion with Christian Ostrander. His Eagles are on a roll right now, and we kind of felt like that things were coming together at the right time. But you got the Cajuns coming in now this week, Coach. No midweek game. So, is it just a rest period, or what? Take us through the chronology now these last two weekends as we do get in toward the end of the year, and if there is any signs of fatigue, what do you try to do to combat that? But just kind of take us through the week before the Cajuns come in here.
Yeah, well, that with it being you know, exams going on, so we're giving this guy they need to tend to that. So today's optional lift. If they want to get one of their lifts of the weekend today, they could. And they're going to come and get whatever they need. The pitchers will get the recovery they need or whatever. But then, you know, nothing really organized, just letting them come, get what they need, then go back to studying or prepping for their exams. And we'll do that today and tomorrow for the most part, then get back out on the field, practice Wednesday, Thursday, and get ready for Friday. So Yeah, this time of the year, it's less is more. You know, you want them fresh, and luckily we're home. And, you know, this time, a week ago today, you know, I mean, we were pretty tired. And, you know, getting back from app and stuff. And so you fast forward a week, and we feel recovered and got an opportunity to stay recovered, hopefully, you know, leading to the final stretch.
I'm sure you've been asked this question before, but we get it all the time. Well, it just seems like the Eagles leave a lot of guys on base. I'm going, well, let's look at the final score. All right, let's not worry about that. But there's really nothing technical or mechanical you can do about that, is there?
There's not. It's a deceiving stat sometimes when you have a high on base percentage, you know, and ours is almost at 400. You know, you're going to get a lot of guys on via walk, hit by pitch, hits. You know, you got almost 500 hits, so you're going to get and you're not going to get them all in. It's just not
right.
I wish you would. You know, that means we'd be, you know, we would be undefeated and probably, but you know, it just doesn't work that way. But you know, it gets magnified when you're not scoring runs and it's a tight ball game and guys get left on for sure. But, you know, I'm not making excuses by any means. It's something you want to be able to, you know, bring them around once you get them on as often, as frequent as you can. It's just baseball's, you know, just doesn't work that way all the time. But our guys are trying, I promise.
I want to go back to what you guys are doing this week. And you mentioned the team, it's exams, optional lift. What do you do for this week? Do you just sit back and finally take, you know, have a normal day? How do you go about handling this week?
Well, you know, I'm pretty routine based, so you try to, you know, every day try to get some cardio or whatever in just to kind of clear your head. But there's a lot of office stuff. There's a lot of things going on. There's scouting reports. I still probably have 3-4 hours of video I need to watch on, you know, Lafayette hitters before they roll into town. And, you know, meeting, Zoom call this morning. You know, so it's there's plenty and plenty of stuff to do, but not complaining one bit. I wouldn't trade it for anything in this world.
That's the sound of somebody who likes their job. For those who be unfamiliar with that.
Well, to the fans, there is La La Land, and to everybody else, there's reality.
Yeah.
And Coach, when you guys are sitting here with that schedule, if somebody would have told you after 48 games you would have won 35 of them, I can't imagine in a realistic situation you could hope for much better than that, could you?
Well, no, I mean it is what it is. It's hard to win at this level.
Yeah,
it just really is. And and there's some we can look back on going, man, golly, you know, should have had that one or this one or that one. And then there might be some that we look at that we go, man, how'd we win that, you know, and got lucky. So it, you know, it kind of evens out somewhat, but I think there's been consistency, and that's what I am proud of. And with this group and our non-conference schedule and strength of schedule is really good, and I think that I hope that bodes well for us, you know, down the road. And but we still have work to do, and you know, we just got to get ready for, you know, the most important game of the year, which is Friday night.
Well, I guarantee you wouldn't have guessed that at this point in the season UL would just be one game above 500, although they are 15-9 in conference and quietly in fourth place. What's kind of your take on the Cajun season? I mean, I think everybody expected them to, you know, really be in the mix for the title, and it's just that they got off to a really ugly start to the year.
Yeah, you know, I haven't really looked too much into them. I know they got a great coaching staff. I know they got good players. I know they lost some good players, you know, from last year's team. So all that matters now is, you know, it's not who you play, it's when you play them. So you play a team when they're hot, you play them when they're cold. Makes all the difference in the world. It looks like they're playing good baseball. So, and just, it doesn't matter what records are. You know, these two programs, when they tie up, it's going to be fun. And, you know, so we know it's going to be a challenge, and they're fighting for something, and they're going to come in here, you know, with a lot to try to get. And we got to be ready to, you know, protect our house and play good baseball.
Now, on the hitting side, Coach, all right, Matthew Russo, I don't know what he's smoking, what he's eating, whatever. Games in a row with a home run. Your team has hit a home run in its last 16 games, which ties a school record. You said early in the season that you thought you guys were going to hit better. But, man, oh, man, you guys are seeing it really well right now. Are you even a little surprised?
I'm thankful. I'm not surprised.
Okay.
I believe in these guys. I think, we knew this lineup had a chance to have some pop, you know, what we call slug, you know, doubles, home runs, things of that nature. And they've done it. And, you know, so we're not that – we don't have a lot of stolen bases. You know,
right.
That's not who we are.
Right.
And stuff. So what we are as a team is a lineup that's got a chance to, you know, like I said, hit for slugging percentage. And they're doing it, and they're doing a great job. And my assistant coaches are doing a phenomenal job with them. And, yeah, just very proud of them.
Is there anybody in this lineup that has surprised you of just someone you didn't maybe think that they were going to do what they're doing right now?
I mean, you know, I hate to say that because that makes it sound like I didn't believe in them. But,
yeah.
You know, I'm very proud of what Tucker's doing. Tucker's made a big jump, Tucker Stotman, and offensively from last year to this year. I think that's been really fun to see. You know, Jake Cook, would I have predicted these numbers? I don't know. I knew he was capable because I knew he is just a freak athlete with the great, you know, skill set. You know, yeah, we felt like Dre Barrett could do kind of what he's doing, you know, I'll be honest. But a true freshman's got to go do it. So, you know, that's just to name a few. But no, overall, I mean, you spend so much time with them in the fall, and, you know, we believe it. We believe in them, and, you know, they just got to go do it. So, maybe that answers your question.
In a world, Coach, where here are your only choices. You could have a team that hits the ball really well but doesn't pitch it. You could have a team that pitches really well but doesn't hit it very well. Or you have a team where you have to manufacture runs, punch and Judy and steal bases and bunt. Which of those three would you take if you only had a choice of one?
Well, you're asking a pitching coach, man. I mean, I know what that answer is. We're going to throw it well, because if you can throw it well, you always got a shot. So, in my opinion, so yeah, it's probably. I'm pretty biased there. I've been a pitching coach my whole career, so. But a combination is what I would mind.
Yeah, well, in this weekend, you put it together at the plate, and I mean, you guys are just really playing well right now. I'm glad for you.
Well, I appreciate it.
Oz, I don't know if you know, I know coaches don't like to hear the stats, but I think every year since 2017, this program has gone on at least, starting in the month of April, gone on at least a 7-game win streak. So that's, what, 8 straight seasons? I mean, I can't imagine what the Southern Miss overall record is in the month of May, but what is it? What is it that you guys do that you seem to find a way to hit your stride? I mean, we were talking after that Georgia State run rule game. Well, history says you guys are going to go on a win streak, and you did it.
You know, I think there's, you know, several factors, you know, that can lead to it. I think the schedules, that when you beef up your schedule and you play a tough non-conference schedule, and then you get to it's not real. You're not going to play your best baseball all 56 games. It's just nobody does. You're going to have some, you know, some moments where it's not great, but I feel like I think, you know, get challenged early and we win some games early and you build confidence and get in the conference, and then maybe a little lull hits, but because of what you've already done, you know what you're capable of doing, and you kind of get back on that track. So I think maybe the strength of our schedule early non-conference, you know, prepares us for a run at the end. I think that has a lot to do with it. And I think the tradition. I mean, we have to, you know, right? I mean,
right.
That's what we have no other options, to go out there and compete well and compete hard and do it for this program. And I think you kind of find your groove a little bit.
Coach Ostrander, thanks very much indeed for your time. As always, good luck this weekend against the Cajuns.
All right. Thank you all.
Coach Christian Ostrander, baseball coach at Southern Miss. Boy, the Eagles are red hot right now. How well do you know, fans, your baseball Eagles? Well, I think Andrew Avedy knows him pretty well, but we're going to put all of you on the hot seat in our next segment when we go behind the numbers. Should be kind of fun. Stick around. More of the Eagle Hour in just a moment.
Southern Miss to the top.
4th Street Bar and Grill brings you the third segment of the Eagle Hour at 4th Street Bar and Grill, home of the $11.95 plate lunch. That includes your soft drink. And everybody at 4th Street Bar and Grill, kind of like the old Cheers TV show, knows your name. That's the place where Southern Miss fans pregame and postgame. You got the pool tables there. You got the Golden Tee golf game. They got trivia on Wednesday nights, live music on the weekends. Everything that you'd want is at 4th Street Bar and Grill, right down the road from Pete Taylor Park and in the shadow of the Rock. Kelly Sander, Michael Mergens, and Andrew Abbotty with you on this Monday. And I mean, it is a beautiful Monday, although the weather forecast looks a little sketchy.
I was about to say, enjoy it while you can.
If the weatherman happens to be accurate on this one.
Yeah.
Hey, stay informed with the Pine Belt News, your go-to source for news and sports coverage in the Hattiesburg area. You can also explore their other publication, Signature Magazine. Get the Pine Belt News delivered to your home for just $35 a year or $55 annually if you live outside Forest or Lamar counties. Follow the Pine Belt News on social media platforms, or you can always visit their website at Hub City Spokes. That's S-P-O-K-E-S, HubCitySpokes.com. Okay, we told you we were going to have a little segment here in Game 3. A lot of you, of course, are avid Southern Miss baseball fans. You go to all the games. We see you on social media and all the things that you're talking about the Eagles. But how well do you really know this Eagle team? All right, now, in our production meeting this morning, knowing that Bob wasn't going to be here, I told Andrew, I said, Andrew, don't be looking at certain statistics on this team. So we want to kind of see how well, and you can answer along whether you're in your car or whether you're listening to this on the podcast or whatever, because I've got the numbers in front of me, but let's see how well you know your Eagles.
Okay.
Okay, now, sometimes you have to play a certain number of games to even qualify for these statistics.
That's true.
Okay, so I set that out there on the table so that you know what you're looking at, Andrew, or thinking of.
Yeah, I'm not looking at anything for
you.
Right,
you're not. You're not. Okay, but if I asked you right now, who leads the team in batting average, who would you say it is?
I'm going to guess Jake Cook.
That is correct.
He got off to that really hot start.
Do you know, would you care to guess where he's at right now?
Probably around 370.
366.
There you go.
Not bad. Now, remember, to be fair to those of you listening, Andrew Abbotty follows this team probably closer than anybody, but it's his job.
I will say I had to miss the last two games, so I have not looked at any of the numbers. I had state track on Saturday, and I was not doing baseball on Sunday after that.
Okay. 366. Jake Cook leads the team in batting average. Who would be in the second position there?
Ooh, now that's tough.
I think you might be surprised.
Probably Monastir?
Actually, Monastir is fourth.
Oh, he dropped. Okay.
Yeah.
Second on the team.
Yeah.
Got to be Russo, huh?
No.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Russo is sixth.
Oh.
Try Tucker Stockman.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
326.
But how many games? I think he's like maybe 7 or 8 games less.
41. Okay. He's played 41.
That's a good bit.
Cook has played 45.
Okay.
Okay, so Cook leads the way, 366. Stockman at 326. Who's third? Now, we told you that Monastir was fourth.
Yeah. Probably Ozzie?
No.
No, not Ozzie. No, no, no.
Pratt is behind Russo.
Yeah.
And that's about seventh or eighth.
Not Pato.
No.
I was about to say, he strikes
Pato's
out.
Pato's behind yeah. behind Pratt. Are you ready?
Is it young Dre Barrett?
It is not. It is Ben Higdon.
Oh, but he hasn't played in as many games.
Well, he's played 37, which qualifies him, obviously, for
it's
all
these
stats.
It's crazy that that's where he's at, and at one point in the year, he was 1 for 20.
Yeah, and he's hitting 320 now.
Wow.
Okay, so there you are on your batting averages. Jake Cook, 1. Tucker Stockman, 2. Ben Higdon, 3. Who leads the team in stolen bases? Now, Oz just said we don't steal a lot of bases, but who
probably Cook.
It is not. Cook is second.
Monastir?
Yes. Okay. Monastir is number one in stolen bases. In fact, he has only been caught one time.
Really? Do you know when?
In his 8. I don't know when, but he is 7 for 8 on stolen bases. Cook is second with 3. And would you like to know who's third? I'll give you a clue.
It is
not Russo.
Is it Ozzie?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is Ozzie Pratt, 2 for 3 in the base stealing attempt. You know, the Eagles have only tried 23 times.
That's crazy.
this whole season.
You know, stealing is kind of going out of style.
Now. And when you hit when you've been hitting home runs, you don't need to be doing
don't
need to be stealing bases or manufacturing runs. They are 14 for 23 in stolen bases. All right, let's go on to pitching stats. Some of these I think might be kind of easy, but maybe not. Who would you think leads the team in ERA?
Is it? Oh, gosh. Could it be J.B. Middleton?
Could it be Satan? No. That goes back to the old Saturday Night Live skit. Yes, Middleton. Would you like to know what the ERA is?
1.9 something
1.86.
Oh, okay.
1.86 is his ERA. All right, so again, with the qualifying numbers there that you're talking about, who would be second?
Oh, was it Graydon Harris?
It is not. Graydon Harris is third.
Okay.
With a 3.4. All right, so you got Middleton at 1.86, Harris at 3.4. This pitcher has a 3.26 out of the pen.
Out of the pen. Ooh, is it? It's not Landon Payne.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, Landon Payne. Very good, Andrew. Uh-huh. Landon Payne with a 3.26. Then Graydon Harris, as we mentioned, 3.4. Then Colby Allen at 3.96.
Oh, Kobe sub four now. Good for him.
Yes. Okay. Here's one. Well, let's just go back to J.B. Middleton for a minute. He's 8-1 on the year, his record.
Yep.
And he has pitched 77 and a third innings, has given up 46 hits in 77
innings.
That's
crazy.
Isn't it? He has walked just 19 and has struck out 88. So if you round those numbers up, it's about a 4.5 to 1, 4.75 to 1 walk to strikeout ratio. Would you like to guess what other teams are batting against J.B. Middleton?
Ooh. Maybe 120?
169.
Oh, I didn't think it was that high.
Yeah, 169. Well, that's 169.
I thought I was probably guessing too high, depending on how, too well. But I was going to say 150, but I didn't think it would be that much.
Yeah, 169. And interestingly, Landon Payne is second in that category as well.
Really?
With a 2.08 batting average. Third is Colby Allen.
Yeah.
With a 2.16.
Well, they give up. It feels like whenever they do make a mistake, it's just a solo home run.
Yeah. So that means a lot.
Yeah.
Right. Now, slugging, there's one thing between, hitting the ball for average and so on, and then slugging percentage. Who do you think would lead the team in slugging percentage?
As in the lineup, not.
Yes.
Okay. Pato? Yeah,
going back to batting. Yes. Yeah. That is correct.
Is he still the leader in doubles?
6.30. He is the leader in doubles with 15. But his slugging percentage is 630. Who would be second?
Monastery?
Yes, 628, right behind him. And what's interesting after that is after those two guys in the 600s, you've got two in the fives. And that's it. Just two in the five. And Russo might as well be six because he's at 5.99.
Yeah. I was going to say Russo, definitely.
And then Higdon.
Yeah.
At 5.15. And I think Higdon's kind of getting lost in the shuffle.
I hate to say lost in the shuffle, but, Davis Gillespie was killing the ball at 1.2 this year. And he seems to, whenever they put him back in, he produces.
His slugging percentage, 4.67. Of course, This is a really close race, but who leads the team in home runs?
Is it still Monastery?
It is.
Okay. Russo at
16. Russo is tied.
With Pato?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Good for you. 16 leads the way for Monastery. Russo has 15. Pato has 15. And no other Eagle then has double-digit home runs.
That surprises me. I would have thought we would have had Southern Miss would have had two more at this point.
Well, you got two that are right on the cusp. Mm-hmm. You got Barrett, who's got 8, and Gillespie's got 8.
I wouldn't have guessed Barrett though.
No, as I said, Barrett is a name that
I would have thought Higdon would have been around 10 at this point. But as we mentioned, he had that lull.
Yeah, and he's got 4. But those guys were right on the cusp of 10. And Barrett, in the weeks that we've interviewed Ostrander, I don't think Barrett's name hardly has ever come up. So I was glad that we gave him a shout-out today, on the program. So how did you guys do at home? on that as far as knowing your numbers. I knew that Andrew would do well, and I know I trust him when he said he didn't look at the numbers today because he didn't get them all right, but he's about as close as you can possibly get.
It just tells you what I do with my time.
Well, you have to, though. That's
yeah,
your living,
yeah,
right?
That's true.
Hey, they sell a lot of cars at Genesis of Hattiesburg, and it's the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest luxury vehicles on the road today. You can visit their all-new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. And a shout out today to Mobay Beignet Company at 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. You can find them on Facebook on their page, and that's Facebook, of course, and then Mobay Beignet Co. Hattiesburg. Mobay Beignet Company. A lot of the students are studying this week for final exams, graduation later on this week. When we come back, we're going to tell you how to download this podcast. And also, Andrew's going to get us up to date with news and notes, women's golf, softball, high school baseball, and some new coaches on campus at Southern Miss. The Eagle Hour concludes after this timeout.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Final segment of today's Eagle Hour brought to you by DBAT. DBAT training, softball and baseball for your youngsters. You may not want them playing softball and baseball all year round. Give the arms a rest, but there's a lot to training other than just throwing and hitting. There's staying in shape, all those sorts of things, learning mechanics, techniques. You've got the pro shop there at DBAT as well. You can contact them for more information. Set up your own personal training program. Hey, if you missed the show live today, you can always download it in podcast form at Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and YouTube, or you can just ask Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Andrew Abbedy, big news as far as women's sports concerned at Southern Miss. The golf team making its having its first championship in the Sun Belt, playing at the regional in Norman, Oklahoma, but off to kind of a slow start today.
Yeah, they're I think they're sitting in ninth right now in the regional, so that puts them at 10 over par for context. Now, this is an absurd number. Stanford, who is the defending national champs, 13 under par. Top five teams make the national championship, so they got work to do. So we'll see what happens.
Is it a three-day event?
Yes.
I think?
Yes. So they got time. There's plenty of golf to be played.
They were the 12th seed, though, going in, and they're in ninth, so they're outperforming their seeding at this point, and Louise Kivers is the Southern Miss medalist.
Yeah, she's sitting tied for 19th. Top two individuals not on the top five teams that qualify will go. So she's in the mix. She's one over par right now.
Still got some baseball to play in the Sun Belt with the Eagles hosting Louisiana this weekend, and then the big final series with Troy over in Troy weekend after next. But for the softball players at Southern Miss, everything is done for the regular season. They open the tournament this week. Andrew, break that down for us.
Well, you know, we talked about a couple weeks ago how they were getting red hot, and boy, did they cool off at the wrong time. Kind of a disappointing last 2 weeks, or two and a half. I mean, they had a pretty good series against App State, but they got swept by UL and lost, we'll call it, three straight pitching duels with them, and that lineup has – cooled off, and yet the pitching has seemed to have figured itself out. So they just have not been on the same page. But they opened the series against Coastal. Coastal, they've won 37 games, but they have struggled in this last month. So they got a favorable, I think, bracket. They've got Marshall. Everybody that's on their side of the bracket, they have beaten. So
we thought they had a favorable schedule toward the end of the
season. That's true, too.
toward the end of the season.
But, you know, this team, and I think if, you know, they haven't won a conference tournament game since, if I remember correctly, 2016, they could do it. Yeah. I mean, if they put together their best softball, they're more than capable. But, you know,
Baby steps.
The ending was a little disappointing for me, especially how they got off to start in conference.
And this was the Louisiana year that if you were ever going to get the Cajuns, this was the year to do it.
This was the year you wanted them.
Yeah,
so.
With all the changes that they've had in that program, and it didn't happen. But so the Eagles will be participating in a play-in game.
Essentially, yes. Okay. So they play on Wednesday, and then we'll go from there.
And that's South Alice hosting that tournament.
No, I think it's in Troy? If I remember correctly.
Okay, I knew it was somewhere in
Alabama. It's in Alabama. Don't quote me on that. But they play Wednesday, I think at 4. Let me go double check. But, you know, you can go watch that on Wednesday.
Sure. Okay, so the Eagles open the conference softball tournament on Wednesday over in Alabama against Coastal Carolina. Meanwhile, local area high schools are right in the heat of battle for state championships. They are now at the South State level, which means you win here.
You go to state.
And it means another week of extra work for Andrew Abbotty if you go to state.
I think the amount of work I'm going to have to do this week is the equivalent of 2 months.
You've got, what, 6 baseball teams in, 2 softball teams?
No, 8 baseball teams.
8?
Counting the MAIS teams, so and 2 softball teams. We got Purvis and Petal. They'll play maybe Wednesday or Thursday. Who knows with the rain? Add that to that. Lamar Christian's in their semifinals in MAIS Class 3A. PCS is playing MRA. They'll start their series tomorrow, I believe. And then in the MHSAA world, we have part 3 of Summerall and Purvis going at it to see who can get into a state championship.
Gee, what were the odds that those two were going to play at this
Pretty
point?
High. Yeah. Oak Grove will be taking on Brandon. That's perhaps it's a very winnable series, although they split in the regular season. And then, if I remember, I forget, Sacred Heart having an incredible year with Larry Watkins, who refuses to retire.
And the ageless wonder.
He still has got it. Yeah. I'm not even sure who they have yet. I've been waiting around to see. That's the other side of the bracket might not be finished yet. But I think they have a really good chance. It might be Taylorsville, if I remember correctly.
Hard to believe that Oak Grove has not won a state baseball championship in 10 years. If they don't win this year, it'll be 10 years.
I think they would have in 2020.
No, 14. Yeah. The COVID year set them back.
Bit them, yeah. But a lot of good baseball and softball to be played. Not a lot of me to go around. Oh, and by the way, Southern Miss is playing its last home series this weekend.
And we do have a new assistant women's basketball coach who happens to be a man.
Yeah.
Right. So, and there'll be more coaching announcements, I think, later on in the week with basketball and perhaps some new signees that you're going to find interesting on the men's basketball court. But that is all still to come. Andrew's off tomorrow. Bob Getty will be back for Andrew Abbotty and producer engineer Michael Mergens. I'm Kelly Sander. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock for another installment of the Eagle Hour. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
To the top.
Slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid?
Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.